certainly climate change is one of the most defining and important issues of our time. President Obama is declaring climate change a national security concern. So it's very important that we here in New York in the legislature do everything we can to make sure that New York State has a climate action plan that has teeth and is benchmark so that we in the legislature and the public can know if we're attaining our goals to reduce carbon emissions.
So what do we need to have in a climate action plan? I've heard people talk about it, but nobody said definitively what should be in it.
The climate action plan is going to reduce New York's carbon emission output by 80% by the year 2050. We heard that essentially means that we'll have to ban the combustible engine in order to attain that goal. That's a dramatic shift in our habits as New Yorkers. What do we need to do to get to that goal by 2050? We need to make sure that we have benchmarks so we can ascertain how much farther we have to go. We need to put this action plan into law so it can be enforced. And we need to build some transparency around it so that individuals, businesses, people who care about the future of New York State can understand how much work is left to be done, which is quite a bit.
Well, Senator, we are a society that relies on the combustible engine, basically. How can we possibly ban it by 2050?
The goal is to reduce our carbon emissions by 80%. If we're going to do that, we have to take dramatic steps forward in reducing carbon dioxide output. That includes using electric vehicles, depending more on renewable sources of energy, weaning ourselves off of fossil fuels, passing the Diesel Emissions Reduction Act, which the New York State Legislature delayed yet again in this year's budget. There are so many steps that have to be taken between now and 2050, and yesterday was a wake-up call, I think, to my colleagues, and I hope the public, that we have a lot more work to do, and if we're going to achieve it, we have to get on the case immediately.
Well, speaking about the panel, how can you take that information and motivate your peers in the Senate to actually move forward when you obviously have some deniers in that chamber?
Well, we're sharing with my colleagues personal stories that we heard, people whose lives have been essentially upended by dramatic weather events. We heard from those in the farming industry who have lost 30% to 100% of their crops due to dramatic weather events, and the fact that we are now in a much wetter environment. There are a lot of actions we need to take. I think sharing personal stories with my colleagues in the Senate will be helpful. They need to understand that this is an issue that affects their constituents. And when we make that case and when we drive that message home, I think we'll be able to get some progress on the issue.
Senator, one of the people that I talked to about this forum had noted that for a while now, there hasn't been baseline conversation on climate change in the legislature in Albany. Are you planning to keep this conversation going, that this panel is not just going to be a one-off situation?
Absolutely. I mean, this was the first forum on climate change the Senate has ever held, and I am going to make sure it's not the last. We need to make certain we have benchmarks in place so we can determine how much progress we've made and how much progress we need to make in order to meet that reduction of 80% of carbon emissions by the year 2050. You know, it's said that you can't manage what you don't measure. So we need to measure our progress in reducing carbon emissions. Otherwise, it's going to be too late.
Senator, if New York can meet that 80% by 2050, how much of a global dent would that make?
It is one part of the puzzle that really amounts to a effort by states and municipalities and cities across the globe. There is an enormous summit that's going to occur in the fall at the United Nations, and world leaders are talking about this issue, and it's being raised among the highest levels of government, and I would argue lay people. The Pope himself has issued an encyclical saying that climate change is an issue that has a dramatic negative impact on the future of humanity. We can't take this issue seriously enough. This is the future of our children's and their children's lives at stake.
New York State Senator Brad Hoylman is the ranking member of the Senate Environmental Conservation Committee. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.